Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
What's going on, you strong, independent women? Welcome to
Run Roast!
With two Richards in a car, heading north, trying to escape the blinding power of the burning orb.
Of the sun.
And we have a great little Reddit story for you today, posted in the True Off My Chest forum. And I'm sure there are a lot of single mamas who are going to insist that this must have been written by someone in the sphere of men.
Ah.
Because it kind of directly spits in the face of a lot of the stuff that they tell themselves so that they can sleep at night, alone and miserable, in a pile of cats.
So what you're saying is their mental gymnastics?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, these kind of mental gymnastics actually hurt my back.
I can't
just
even
thinking about them.
I can't even wrap my head around that shit.
Whenever, you know, we used to get hate mail from they basically have stopped at this point because it's all the same.
It has actually gone down quite a bit. In the beginning, though, I was getting 5 to 8 hate mails a week.
It's probably because they noticed that you actually make episodes out of hate mail that get tens of thousands of views.
Absolutely glorious. Oh,
we can handle the criticism, ladies. Please, by all means, keep it coming. While criticism rakes you writhe, it makes us thrive. Gotta come up with my rhymes. We like our Dr. Seuss around here. That's why that whole episode we did in rhyme was just too damn much fun.
That one was criminally underviewed.
That's pretty much all of our videos at this point. We've been in, we're in algorithm prison.
So if you want to avoid a living hell, please, gentlemen, pay attention to the downstairs smell.
And every time we threaten to break out of it, they just age restrict the video. After it's been manually reviewed and approved for all advertisers, of course.
Correct, correct.
Magically, when it hits 70,000 views in 48 hours, oh, well, you know, this is not suitable for kids. Well, we didn't market it to kids in the first place.
Yeah, we don't do that. 18 and up is our business.
We already selected the this is not for kids option, so why are we age restricting content with no objectionable nature other than it offends your sensibilities?
Sooner or later, maybe after I'm dead, who knows?
You do not have a constitutional right to not be offended. I, however, have a constitutional right to offend you as much as I like.
Yes, absolutely correct. And we're only telling you the truth in a shocking, brutal way, but yep, that's the way it goes.
And the great thing is that if I were capable of being offended, you could offend me right back. You see how that works?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have anything to say about it.
Correct.
Shit, man, if getting offended were a possibility, I don't think you and I would still work together. We razz each other way too often.
Yeah, well, the thing about Manhood 101 is you need to get your insult game on, and 102 is how to take insults and not get all ruffled and want to start throwing meat pumps to faces and shit. Because that never works out well.
You can tell who has worked on this, you know, manhood game and who hasn't by just looking at TikTok. And you get guys with arms that could easily be hollowed out and turned into drinking straws putting their fist up in the camera like you clearly haven't lifted anything heavier than a penis and you're trying to threaten me with violence.
Imagine me beating the crap out of you.
But anyway, after 8 and 8 minutes off in the weeds,
yeah,
let's do the face. All right, let's get to this. I'm embarrassed of my mom.
Okay, that's bad.
Taste that? Tastes like butthurt.
She had me when she was only 16.
Well, according to leftoids now, that's basically geriatric, because, you know, they should be allowed to make life-altering decisions for, you know, 14 years prior to that point.
Correct.
Right? But only if it involves mutilation. I'm 16 now, and she's 32. She's never worked a day in her life.
I'm shocked.
Here comes the wave. It's got, if you look carefully, you can see the caption that says system on it. Uh-huh. And then there's her on the surfboard, taking it down into the undertow, where she'll get swept out to sea and wake up on the beach of Boxed Wine and Catland.
You definitely got to watch System Surfer, because we ripped this down mathematically, this whole syndrome that they have going on.
Yep. And because welfare benefits are not counted as income, they can claim to be in poverty, even though they're living better than virtually everybody making good decisions up to the age of 30.
Correct.
She receives welfare from the government, or should I say taxpayers. Somebody who actually knows how the system works. Oh, God, I think I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Stop it. I'm getting misty.
I've never met my father, but every time I've asked her about him, she says he was a high school boyfriend. But comments from family members over the years tell me she's lying, and they weren't even in a relationship.
So your mother was a bend-over party whore.
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
It happens. Yeah.
At 16, it's almost as if this has been going on for longer than anybody knew, and the internet is just hanging it out there to dry.
Well, actually, it has. Like, when I was going to high school in the 80s, almost all of the women that were in my class are spinsters or crones now.
That doesn't shock me. I remember being in my debate class in school, and one of the chicks in there, she was this tall, blonde, you know, platinum blonde, blue-eyed chick. You know, she would have been considered the, you know, the hot-to-trot type.
Yep.
She was bragging about her college boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend's in college. I'm dating an older man, and whenever he comes home, we get the way-hey-hey. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Does he wash the other women off before he puts it in your mouth? What are you talking about? Like, well, he's in college and you're here. You have no way of keeping tabs on him, and you think he's being faithful to you while he's dating somebody who's technically underage?
Yeah, get out of here.
Think about it. Oh, I broke her heart that day, and all I did was point out the truth.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between nice and kind.
Yes. I was just telling her the truth.
Yes. You're being kind.
Yeah, and you can tell when someone doesn't like the truth because they stop speaking to you when you speak it.
I wonder what happened to that woman.
Probably a spinster. Who knows? Most of the chicks that I went to high school with now are spinsters. All of the popular girls magically still have the same last names.
Shocker.
Yeah, you want to smell it?
Not really.
It smells like your ex.
Fish and bad decisions?
Yeah, very much
so. There you
go. And this happens all the time. They think that they're young and invincible. Next thing you know, they're responsible for another human being, and then you find out what they're really made of.
Jack and shit.
Yeah, and Jack just left town along with the dude that contributed the DNA.
Yes. Or maybe they both did, and it was a spit roasting competition.
A gay sex with a witness?
It was like a Hawaiian luau, and you were the pig.
Damn!
Well, the end of one of them has to be about the size of an apple, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Put that apple in your mouth, baby.
I don't like the sound of them apples. Well, what are we gonna do?
My dad was just some guy she used to sleep with. She embarrasses me constantly. She's 32 and still acts like a teenager.
I'm not surprised.
I forget who pointed it out, but then the more I thought about it, the more I realized it's true. Mm-hmm. Women tend to, even though they physically mature faster than men, mentally, as soon as they realize they can get attention from men, they just stop maturing psychologically.
Hmm. It's usually around 15 or 16.
Yeah, and you can see this, especially in these ladies who are getting divorced at 40. You know, that they don't realize that they're just going nuts from premenopausal hormonal cocktail, and because they don't understand themselves, they want to blame everybody else around them for the changes that they don't understand. Instead of just accepting, hey, you know that mortality thing that we've been telling you is very real?
It's coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not fertile anymore. It's bad news bears, but hey, you know what? It happens to everybody. Suck it up, Buttercup. And don't forget to swallow.
Oh, God.
If she would have done that, she wouldn't be a single mom at 32, just saying.
So she got an internal snap massage at 16, slipped one by the goalie, dropped a meat turd out of their vagina.
The meat turd.
And and it hasn't worked a day since. I'm
totally shocked.
Wow, that never happens.
It's almost as if these women do exist and claiming that they don't.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Anybody out there know women who get divorced in their 40s and still act like they're 15? You know, that they dress like a teenager, they talk like a teenager, they actually attempt to pick up young people's slang and utilize it in their daily speech.
Fuck, you're old.
Oh, it's so cringe. It's like when Beto came out on a fucking skateboard in 2020. I'm cool. I'm hip. I'm with it. Ducka 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 ducka. Huh? On social media, she calls herself, and I quote, an independent woman.
That is a stretch. Wick Wolfer, Section 8, family handouts, very independent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, stretching is probably what she's good at, to be fair.
To be fair.
Makes it easier for deep, meaningful relationships for 7 to 10 minutes at a time.
What you're saying is silly putty puss?
Silly putty puss? Lick a lot of puss? It's my favorite dinosaur. You know what you call a lesbian with braces? A box cutter.
Oh!
And on social media, she wears really trashy looking outfits. Well, no, we've never seen 30-plus-year-old women on social media dressing like sleuts.
Oh, no, it never happens.
No, that never happens, never. And then, you know, these chicks who all they can do is the Oudné modeling.
Ah.
You know, the spicy photos, that's all they've done for their entire lives.
The of?
And then all of a sudden they're pushing 40, and they get beaten with the Botox bat up, down, left, and right, down every side. And,
I'm still hot, right? Am I still cute enough to date and marry?
No.
You're talking about some of these women go to OnlyStands?
Yes, that's their only plans.
Yes, and you know what that is. That's the modern equivalent of the street corner.
That's exactly correct.
If she has an OnlyCans in her bio, chances are that's not pockets bigger than Ohio.
You see what he did there?
It's so embarrassing. Like, how can she call herself that when she literally relies on government assistance and can barely afford to feed me sometimes? That well-earned, strong and independent money and obviously taking care of you first, right?
Wow.
Or is she taking care of the microneedling, the outfits?
The Botox.
The Match.com. Membership
yes.
fees.
Oh my God. The women of today are out of their goddamn minds.
You ain't kidding, brother.
I mean, I've literally had probably 6 or 7 women tell me I wasn't tall enough. 5'11".
Yeah.
Okay. Had one woman decide she wanted to talk to me more because of a hanging comma. In an email, like, all right. Good luck with that.
But men are the shallow creatures, right?
Oh, yeah.
25-year-old females are usually completely rational. They're rocks, really.
Even the way she dresses is embarrassing. She wears really revealing outfits that just look nasty. But you have to give her, you know, props because after all,
I'm doing it for me.
Correct.
That's one of my favorite copes.
But here's the thing about women that do this, especially she's, what, 32 now?
Yeah.
She's got like 8 to 12 years left if she maintains her figure or whatever.
If that. She became a single mom at 16, so she probably snapped back pretty good.
Yes, but here's the thing. Is people who rely on that kind of validation, when it goes away, mental illness sets in.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I'm 53, and I just can't believe that I'm sitting here, and it has been several years. I think it was over a year I had a date, and then it's been several years since then.
Wait for it.
Where are all the good men?
It's almost like the five stages of grief.
Yeah.
Denial. You know, like, oh, no, no, like I'm young at heart.
There's
and that's
bargaining.
What matters. So I'm going to dress however.
Yeah. I think it
then
starts...
it's denial. Anger is next. Where are all the good men?
Uh-huh.
Then fear. I may not wind up with anybody.
There's bargaining.
Then it's bargaining where they go back to church to try to find a good man. See, I'm working on myself, okay? Uh-huh. Please write a check against me. And then finally, acceptance, which most of these women never get to.
No, that's why they go nuts.
Yep.
If you can accept it, then you could probably spare yourself a lot of mental illness and mental anguish moving forward.
Exactly. What we usually see instead of acceptance is going back to denial.
Yep.
They buy the cats, you know, they start drinking the boxed wine.
They buy the boat to be on the denial.
I don't need a man. I have my pets. They're my babies.
That is so hilarious.
Sure.
That's why it's called boxed wine and cat land.
It's not the same. I will never understand these people who call themselves dog parents, okay? Get back to me when you've spent $25,000 sending it to its first semester of dog college, and then we'll compare parenting, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck's sakes.
Because a dog, you know, you can have a bad day or the dog can get sick or injured. You just go to the vet and it's over.
Exactly.
You can't do that with your own child. That's called Murray Adar. You don't want no Murray Dar.
Well, it depends on which state you're in. You know, in some states it's Murray Adar, but in Cacophoniastan, or if you're in the tribe of Ralph Northam, you're just making the infant comfortable until you can make a decision.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. The choice that we all call Murray Dar.
Murray Dar. Murray Dar sounds like a lawyer.
It's an Indian name.
Murray Dar, Esquire. I work at the firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Oh, wow. Is that open yet?
Oh, the Polka Banquet?
No, there's used to be a restaurant there with really good Polish food. I used to go there all the time.
Oh, yeah, this is like the Polish corner
in
this area.
Yeah. Polish chicks are hot.
But ironically, I mean, if you want good pierogies, you still have to go to Hamtramck.
Oh, yes, you do.
Just don't get murdered while you're down there and make sure you lock your car. Just saying.
You want to run into Murray Dar.
No, you don't want to run into Murray Dar. He'll put it right in your ass. He'll butt fuck you up the dick hole.
Yeah, it's a bad day, man.
Bad day at Black Rock. That's a great movie, by the way. Spencer Tracy. Check
it
out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never saw that one?
No, I've never
seen it. Oh, Bad Day at Black Rock is fucking awesome. I remember her picking me up from school one day. She was wearing shorts where you could almost see her butt, smoking a cigarette, and other kids were like, imagine that white trash being your mom. And everyone started laughing. I almost cried.
All right. I understand these feelings.
Yeah. You can't pick your family, unfortunately.
That's right. That's your mental defense. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. And the snot pocket that drops you onto this planet, you have zero control of what took place. Let's face it, while you're a kid, you have zero control over what the parental unit decides to do.
Yeah. And, you know, while you're young, you have to heed orders and all that stuff.
Yeah.
As you get older and you start developing your own, you know, concept of ethics in the world, you start to realize that while honor thy father and thy mother is, you know, a commandment, and you do have to show them respect and love, you don't necessarily have to like them as people. Obedience and respect should never be automatic. They should be earned and based on the parent's performance. That's George Carlin's words coming out of my mouth. All right.
I miss that guy.
And let's be honest, most people out there going around spitting out crotch goblins are not worthy of respect and obedience.
And here's the real sad part, is there's all kinds of people out there who would make absolutely stellar parents that can't have children.
They can't have children, or they look at the state of the world and they think, yeah, I can't in good conscience bring a child into this.
Yeah, and then we have these idiots that are just dropping kids left and right and even murdering them on the regular.
Yep.
Because it's inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't go along with my plans. Your only plans? I'll tell you what, man. Crippling our birth rate is arguably, that may be the long game that truly brings us down in the end.
Well, it's happening all over the Western nations.
Because we're being outbred by stupidity.
Correct.
And that's really the biggest shame. Like, the people out there who are hesitant to have kids really should be the first ones to have them. Because they understand that it's a big responsibility, which means that they would take it seriously. Unlike women like this, who just spit them out left and right, call themselves strong and independent, and live off everybody else's hard work.
Fuck me in the ass! I just can't go to certain places because, like, I'm banned. Not everybody can handle my condition! I'm a pussy!
Okay. Well, it's not even that noticeable.
No?
No. And besides, I like a screamer.
You're so silly. I'm a nipple sucker!
I myself, I don't know. I don't know. Like, my mother and I, we didn't get along for many, many years. But at the end of the day, I mean, she was, you know, fairly decent to me and never really lied to me. And
to the ass beatings that you got, you deserve.
I deserved to every single one of them. Every single one of them.
That's the thing. At the time, you're like, eh, and then you get older, you're like, yeah, that's kind of a dickhole.
And that usually happened. That happened right around, 12 to 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, the police came to the house once a week for like almost a decade. It drove my mother crazy. And, you know, I got roughed up and yeah, I had it coming.
I mean, you know that you're spending way too much time with the cops when they save you a donut.
Forbidden donut.
Hey, Pop. Lemon custard, right?
Yeah, we're running now? Have we graduated to running?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy this while you can. Sooner or later, you're going to have to lick it and stick it to your ass. That's just how it works. I've seen moms like this, though, showing up at the school dressed like their daughters.
Yes.
A buddy of mine had a crush on this chick. Like, her mom was this mom.
Got her phone number?
Sharing clothes with her daughter, coming to school dressed like her daughter. Yep. She didn't wait for her daughter in the car to pick her up. She was standing outside of it, leaning up against the car like there was an invisible photographer somewhere.
She's trying to pick up the Deadpool.
Like, yeah, that's not going to work, honey. Sorry.
And listen, women can dress quite sexy without looking like trash.
Exactly.
I mean, I have seen some women that are well put together. Mm-hmm. And are very, very sexy. And guess what? There aren't tube steak hanging out. There's yep. none of that, you know, ass rump roaster. Not exactly. A lot of tattoos visible.
Giggity, 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 giggity. Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
Well, there's a lot to be said about, you know, the surprise of the unwrapping.
Exactly, yes. If it's all just there on display anyway, the only thing that you're really getting a glimpse at is the actual entrance to the meat cave and the yolks on the sunny side ups. It's yeah, like, well, I'm seeing 80% of the boob right now. Well, we'll see how the nipplies look when that goes. And we're done.
And we're done.
And we're done. You got pancake amoebas with dysentery. Get them off of there. Oh. You ever been disappointed by nipples? I've been disappointed
yes.
by nipples.
Yes, yes.
There was one chick, she was white as the Durban snow. She took off her shirt and it looked like her nipples looked like bruises.
Yep.
It was very strange. They were very, very dark. They looked like somebody just took a couple of dark chocolate Hershey's Kisses and just went.
Or the nipples you can tie in a knot.
Oh, there's that too.
I'm not a fan of that.
They get hard enough, you can dial a rotary phone with them.
I would love to see that.
Some people are into that. Rule 34 exists for a reason. We're just not one of them. I almost cried over that. I mean, that's my mom. It hurt that they said that, but were they wrong? No.
No.
If she's standing out there in booty shorts, smoking a cigarette, trying to market herself to men who would never be attracted to anything for longer than, 7 to 10 minutes, and usually after a six pack, that's pretty damn embarrassing. She goes out drinking every weekend and has been doing that for as long as I can remember. Oh. And these are the same women who go on Tinder and say, "My kids come first."
I know quite a few women that live their lifestyle like that through their 20s and 30s, and they are fucked now.
Oh, yeah.
I am seeing the train wreck at my age of what these women have put themselves through, and it is not pretty.
And while they're young and attractive, they get used to men buying them drinks when they go out. This woman doesn't leave the house with a purse full of cash.
Probably not.
She goes out with a head full of assumptions. And sooner or later, those assumptions will be challenged by this little thing called reality. And you know what they say about people who assume. You can get attention from men. It doesn't mean you will get commitment from men. Stop conflating the two, and then you can work on this thing called happiness. because it doesn't come from men buying you drinks, dicking you down, or paying for your bills. It comes from in here.
Yeah, you gotta find it yourself.
If you go out looking for something that's already at home, you're never gonna find it. She's always been dropping me to my Nana's house so she can go party. And she's always bringing random dudes home she calls her friend.
So she probably has really good throat goat maneuver going on.
And this chick, I mean, her head seems to be in the right place for now. But sooner or later, all of this trauma is going to come home to roost. And it's going to affect her ability to have a decent relationship. That's what these women don't realize, is that they're not just ruining their own lives. They're also setting an example for what's going to come later, and it usually becomes a cycle. But they're too damn selfish, arrogant, and narcissistic to admit it.
It requires self-reflection and the ability to take accountability for your actions. If you can't do that, forget it.
Yes.
You're going to live as a victim forever.
I'm not stupid. Pretty obvious she's sleeping with these guys. I find it gross that she's sleeping with different men all the time.
I'm surprised she hasn't caught herself a wicked case of syphilis.
It doesn't mean that she doesn't have it, but that's not the kind of thing that you share with your kid.
All he's got to do is look in the medicine cabinet for the stuff that you take for herpagonis syphilades, and yep. It answers all questions.
Yeah. Well, we know that women keep women single.
Yes.
And women love to present a prismatic, skewed perception of reality on their social media that does not line up with with the facts whatsoever. So even if she is riddled with the HIPPLE-HIV or the herpagonis syphilitis, she's not going to tell her daughter because she wants her daughter to be just like her, lonely and miserable. Yep. Most of these ladies, quite unfortunately, especially when they have sons, they deliberately do not prepare them for the real world because innately they know they're not going to have anybody unless that kid is there.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Single mothers tend to do that with their sons, is they put the weight of the husband's responsibility on the child.
Yes.
And that's not good.
And in the event of having a daughter, they want to put the impetus of a caregiver on the child.
Correct.
Down the road. And if that child suddenly becomes aware that, hey, you're a fuck-up, they're not going to want to do that. Unfortunately, despite all this woman's attempts at making her lifestyle look fun and exciting, her daughter's not buying it.
Nope.
So whatever gambit she's playing, it's not going to work out.
Failure.
Call me old school or whatever. I don't care. I just wish I had a normal mom who was mature and acted her age. Doesn't sound like a tall order to me.
No, but unfortunately, that's what you get.
In current year, all the time. Why couldn't she have had me to a man she was actually in a relationship with? Why couldn't I have been born into a normal family? Why can't she grow the F up?
Why the hell can't you find out who your father was? Jesus.
Hell, man, 16 years later... I'm sure he's probably on Boomer Book or something like that, but without knowing his name.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredibly selfish for a mother to do that to their child.
Yeah. Does the dude even know? That's another question.
Yeah, that's another one, too. I've got a couple friends of mine who got the, the surprise. When their kid was like 15, 16, sometimes a little older. And they get that letter in the mail or... something like that. And they're like, yeah. Oh my God, didn't even know you existed. And then, of course, the kid's all butthurt. The dude didn't fucking know.
Well, they've had their heads usually filled with lies about this mythical father figure most of their lives.
Correct.
Because most of these women will not admit that they just screwed up. And instead, they have to blame it all on the dude. And so, well, you wouldn't have anybody if I wasn't here, so... you know, count your blessings. You know, your father didn't want to have anything to do with it. Blah, blah, blah. And then they meet their father and discover all that was a lie. Yeah, I mean, you're going to wind up with a whole bunch of identity issues that cannot be solved by any theories that you might learn in college because of this shit.
Yeah. And by the time if you go to therapy, by the time you're actually, you know, even keel, you're probably 40 and it's too late anyway.
A little bit.
Wow.
Luckily, I have some hope for this young lady because she is only 16 and she is seeing through the bullshit.
Yep.
Most people at 16, the only thing that they're seeing, boobs, bush, ass, cock. we're a ball of hormones at 16.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And because, you know, we're stupid enough to think we're going to live forever at that age, it doesn't really work out too well.
See, I never went through that. I always knew I was going to die.
We all know it. Whether or not we understand it is something else.
Yeah. You're right. I think maybe me going in the army so young, I cured myself of that denial.
That's
bullshit.
Very, very true. I'm sure that there are still people I know who are in their 70s who don't even like to talk about it. It sounds like, if you haven't come to grips with it by now, can't help you.
I talk about it all the time.
I'm so jealous of everyone that complains about having strict parents. I wish I had parents like that, who actually cared and weren't so selfish and childish.
Damn, man, this is brutal.
That's what these women, especially single mothers, don't seem to realize, and I've noticed this. They want to be their child's friend, especially the working single moms, because they feel guilty that their child is being raised in daycare, and they want their time with their child to be fun. They don't want to discipline. And what happens when you don't discipline generations of kids? BLM, Antifa, Summer of Love.
Yeah.
You know, the people who scream and cry and throw tantrums as adults when they don't get their way.
I don't want to do this, but I don't have you, please. Please. Record me, I don't care. Record me, I don't care.
I just want one day where I can go on the lake.
God damn.
Kids need structure. They need discipline. And if you don't provide it,
someone else will.
Someone else will, and it's
usually not good.
No. And usually by then, it's too late.
Yes, it is. The average person usually doesn't pull out of that nosedive.
Yeah. Usually the structure and discipline these people need comes in the form of getting cuffed and stuffed, prison.
Shot.
But that's only if they're men.
Yeah.
Women will usually get excuses made for them. They cheat. Well, what did you do? You must have not been, you know, fulfilling your, you know, side of things as a man, blah, blah, blah. Women can get away with this for a lot longer, and that's very, very unfortunate. And because they love to lie to each other, the truth doesn't come from anybody except men, and we're called misogynies for pointing it out, even though it's objectively empirically true.
Misogyny.
Oh, misogyny. Fuck you long time.
We need to do a song. Misogyny.
Is it just me or is that weird?
So what do you say we answer these young woman's questions as our final thoughts?
Okay.
All right. Why couldn't she have had me to a man she was actually in a relationship with?
Reasons in vagina.
Because men can do it, right? Yeah, only men are allowed to have sex with no consequences. Never mind, men do not have access to adoption, abortion, or abandonment.
The AAA insurance policy.
Yes. And the thing is, when you give people an escape hatch out of truly life-altering decisions, you take away all of the weight, thought, and responsibility that goes into making those decisions, and then people will just do whatever the fuck. People are innately lazy and will take the path of least resistance. Especially if they're illogical emotional
thinkers. That's 100% true. And I used to use that in my job in the military. I used to hunt human beings.
There you go.
So you would look for the easiest line of travel, and usually that's where you find your prey.
Why couldn't I have been born into a normal family? I will spoil this one for you, baby. No one has a normal family.
Shades of normal.
There's shades of normal. Most people are abnormal.
Yeah. Listen, if you make it to 18 and you don't have a complex or a syndrome of some type, they failed. All right. That's just how it is.
It is how it is. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
I know you don't want to hear that, but that's how it rolls.
The best thing that anybody can do when it comes to looking forward to their own future is to look at the relationships that were their example. If your parents were loving and you know, they dealt with conflict in a mature way in front of you, chances are that's the kind of relationship that you're going to have as an adult.
Correct.
If your mom is irresponsible, behaves like a teenager, uses her vagina like a tinker toy, well, chances are you are either going to do exactly that or you're going to pull some hard 180 and potentially fuck yourself up even worse.
I'll go with that.
Some people are not a product of their upbringing, and that's great. It all depends on how you are actually able to accurately assess the situation that provided your example. You could pull a hard 180 and fuck shit up, or you could pull a hard 180 and end the cycle. I pray for the latter.
Yeah, and listen, you're already ahead of the game. You're seeing the pattern in the cycle. All yep. you have to do is be conscious of it and learn how to sidestep the traps that yep. are going to look tempting because you were raised that way.
The reason why I pointed out that going the 180 can screw things up even worse is because we just know modern women. And modern women are the ones who think that you can get back at your ex for leaving you by going out and becoming exactly what he suspected you of being.
Oh, well, if he thinks I'm a sleut, wait till he finds out I'm gonna bang all of his friends.
Yeah, I'm gonna screw all his friends. Get out of here with that.
So that's your idea of a 180?
No.
By falling into the trap. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're screwing yourself.
Yes. So I hope that this 16-year-old girl, she seems to have her head on her shoulders now, does not go down that route. Because it could be, what's that word, bad.
Do not join a sorority.
Do not. Why can't she grow the F up?
If she hasn't grown up by 32, it's a done deal.
And a big part of that, too, is all of these social safety nets that women voted to give themselves in their own self-interests.
That's right. Pain will cause you to grow up.
Yeah. Pain is an excellent teacher.
Oh, yeah. The best teacher there is.
When you suddenly remove the financial burden of raising a child and tell a woman that being a single mom is innately stunning, brave, strong, and independent, and all they had to do to achieve those list of status symbols is spread their legs.
Yep.
What incentive is there to grow up?
There is none.
That's why your mom is not going to grow up. The only thing that will make her grow up is consequences. Unfortunately, until you are out of the house and you refuse to take care of her, when the shit hits the fan for real, and her, you know, she stops getting the welfare from, you know, having a child under the age of 18 and all that. Yeah.
It's a done deal.
You can write the rest of the story in your own head.
All right. I think we're good.
It's yeah. I feel for this girl, but I have hope for her because she sees through the BS. Keep your wits about you. Stay level-headed. Listen to what the men in your life are telling you, and you'll be okay.
Yes.
If you start listening to women who keep other women single and routinely gaslight each other about what's beautiful, what's strong, what's brave, what independence actually means. I mean, these are the women who have co-opted the word curvy, which used to mean this, and now it means this. Stunning and brave used to be Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Stunning and brave used to be Harriet Tubman. Now stunning and brave is, oh, you spread your legs and kicked him out. Oh, good for you. You go, girl. Yeah, that'll teach him.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, these men who sleep with you and never call you again, oh, wait till they know what that feels like. So you're going to sleep with men and not call them again?
You serious?
Anyway, if you guys like this content, give us a subscribe, a like, what have you. If you want to support the channel, you got a list of QR codes on the screen, and then there's a link tree in the Meat Gazer box below. You can support us on Odyssey, Local, Subscribestar, Give, Send, Bro. Or if you feel like sending a one-time donation, just so, you know, Pop can put some whiskey back on the bar, there's a Cash App down there as well.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everything, and as always, we're not worthy. We wouldn't be here without you guys. Don't forget that.
All right.
We love you. No homo.
Take it easy.